Ribbono Shel Olam, bring us closer to you, please. Gave us strength, Ribbono Shel Olam. Give us the words, Ribbono Shel Olam. That's going to strengthen us. Marokai, me. So we are in the days, in good days, days that we're preparing ourselves to the day, the most important day in the world. That without that day, there is no world, there is nothing. Without that day, there is nothing. There is nothing. Without that day, there is no reason for life. The most important day in the world. The Mishnah is saying every person that his wisdom is bigger than his actions, so his wisdom is not exist, is not important. And one that his actions are larger than his wisdom, so his wisdom have certain being, existence. Our Rebbe, Rabbeinu Yonah, he's asking a very important question that have to be asked. How can be a certain reality like that, that the person gonna have larger actions than wisdom? How can you find something like that? How can there be? How can he do if he doesn't know? If he doesn't know, so how can he do? The actions have to be according to the knowledge. What he's doing? What can he do? So what he is doing? So Rabbeinu Yonah is writing, everyone that his actions are larger than his wisdom, it's a person that's got a will. A will to do whatever that he's gonna learn. If he's got the will that whatever he's gonna learn, he's gonna know, he's gonna keep, so it counts like he's got actions larger than wisdom. And according to that, finally we can answer. The Holy Gemara in Shabbat, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu asked to give the Torah to all of the nations, to all of the world, went from one nation to the other, and every nation said, what's written in the Torah? They want to know. But Am Yisrael, what they said, we're going to do and then we're going to hear. It's the same question. How can you do if you haven't heard? How can you do? What you're going to do? Do. What you're going to do? Alright, you want to do? Do. What you're going to do? You know what to do? You know what to do? If someone knows what to do, we'll do and then we'll hear. You know what to do? You don't know what to do. What you gonna do? Now, according to what did we learn from our Rebbe, Rabbeinu Yonah, everything gonna be understandable. That we're gonna do when Am Yisrael said to Am Yisrael, to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we want whatever you're gonna tell us, we're gonna do. We want to do. We're gonna do and we're gonna hear. First of all, we want to do. Before that, we even learned. First of all, we're telling you we want to do whatever you're going to command us. After it, we're going to hear, we're going to learn. First of all, whatever you're going to say, we're going to do. And also by what that HaKadosh Baruch Hu taught me, gave me the wisdom to understand on that issue, a man cannot say we're going to do on almost on nothing. On nothing. Maybe to say shakol on ice cream, maybe. Maybe if he's holding the money in his hand and he's saying I'm going to give donations, daka, maybe. There are things that takes time until you're going to be able to keep them, until you're going to be able to make them happen, to make them happen, and especially things that are deep in fixing your attributes, your behavior. Hashem gave me the wisdom with His kindness to understand and to explain the path of tshuva. The process of tshuva is through four stages. First one, to confess. Second, to ask for forgiveness. Third, to regret. And the main part is to accept on yourself for the future, not to sin. And tell me, how can you accept it on yourself for the future? We wrote in the kindness of Hashem in Garden of Faith and in Forest Fields that to accept on yourself, it means to pray. This is what we wrote. He's accepting on himself to pray. And according to what that we learned today, now we can explain it all. To accept on yourself, it's to want. Tshuva, it's to want. I want to fix. What? The person can say, I will never gonna be angry again. Are you able never to be angry again? I want it, not to be angry. I'm accepting it on myself. I want. This is my will. This is it. That from now on, my will is to accept on yourself, it's the will. First, when you reveal a strong will in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, this is it. Now we can explain also what that we learned together in Masechet Brachot. Someone accept on himself that he wanted to fix and it already been fixed, even that he haven't fixed it yet, just the fact that he accept it on himself. Also like a person that accept on himself a certain vowel or something like that, if he's gonna have a certain salvation and he been saved by that, actually even before that he paid his vowel, before he made it, he received the salvation because he revealed his heart that he wants. Like that we said, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is judging the person according to his will. From the moment that the person wants, this is it. So from that now we can understand the importance of those days. The importance of those days is a certain importance that everyone has to have a will all of the time, every day, to have a certain will. Soon HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to give us the Holy Torah. I want to receive the Torah. I want to receive the Torah. This is all of the effort, the work of those days. Everyone strengthens himself to want to accept the Torah again. And I told you that before, that the main thing that we need to understand, that in that thing depends all of the ability to accept, to receive the Torah, it's the issues that depends between people, between friends, ben adam lechavero. A person will not going to be able to receive, to accept the Torah if he will not going to be complete in all of the issues that depends between people. Cannot accept the Torah, receive the Torah. Because people think that the issues of between people, alright, it's an important thing. It's not an important thing. It's the first thing. It has to be for the person in his understanding, in his will, that he's accepting on himself, in his knowledge, that first of all, between people. Even if it's going to be on the account of every important thing in the world. First of all, between people. First of all. Even if it's going to cancel Torah, whatever is going to happen. It's not that it's another thing. This is the first thing. Have to be first place. My Rebbe, Rabbi Yehuda Zev Leibovitz, he was saying always, warning on that. Things between people, between friends. To be very, very careful. Yesterday I heard from Rav Mordechai Gross, Hashem is going to save him and help him, that he was very close to Rav Leibovitz and he was with Rav Leibovitz in a certain place, and they saw that people were pushing. Rabbi Yehuda Zev Leibovitz told him, let's go away. Place that people push Jews, I don't want to be in a place like that. It was an important place of a very important person. And they pushed someone. He said, let's run away from here. If someone is pushing a Jew here, I don't want to be in that place. I don't want to come to that place anymore. And Rav Mordechai Gross said that he heard by the Arizal that it's written, Kedoshim to you, you're going to be holy because I'm holy. And before of that it's written, Rav is trying to remember how it's written in the parasha a few words before. He asked, what's the connection between why the Torah put those two things close, that you should love the love of for Am Yisrael,
what?
The verse is saying, there is a verse that talks about between people before the issue of Kedusha. So, a person cannot achieve that he cannot purify himself to be clean and good between people if he's not working on Kedusha, on holiness. That issue of Shlom Bayit, that it's the first between the people, between friends, first of all, the main one that has to be between people is in the house. Shlom Bayit, it's peace in the house between people. The main one is between people is in the house. This is Shlom Bayit, peace in the house. Because outside, you're not obligated to nothing. In the house, this is the main between people, between friends, that the person has. And a man should be so careful, so awake, to understand that he, without his wife, is just half of a soul. Half of a soul, he cannot succeed nothing in life. Because it's just half of a soul. He cannot succeed nothing in his life. He has to have a complete soul. This is why Rabbi Nachman Breslov said that if he could, inside the 7 days of mourning on his wife, he would get married again. He couldn't wait. He couldn't stay even one day without a soul. He felt like half of a soul. He had to get married again. He had to have a complete soul. A person has to know that he's not doing a favor for his wife, that he's got peace with her, Shalom Bayit with her. He's doing a favor for himself, because without her, he doesn't worth nothing. She's gonna be fixed finally, if she's gonna get married or not get married, whatever gonna happen, she's gonna reach her tikkun. Even if you're not going to have children, she's going to be fixed. A woman, there is nothing that holds her back from succeeding in this lifetime. No obligation. She's not obligated to nothing. Whatever she's going to do, it's okay. She's a little bit modest and she's saying brachot, she's fixed. But you, without her, doesn't worth nothing. And you think that you're doing a favor to her? That you're connecting yourself to her. You will never gonna succeed without her. You don't have no parnasah, no blessing, no peace, no bounty, no learning Torah, nothing. You have half of a soul. You don't have nothing. You have to do that every day to remind yourself that issue. To know that you should remember that all day long, to pray on her, to find things for her, words that are going to strengthen her. Because everything starts from you. If you're going to connect yourself to her, she's going to connect herself to you also. And if you're not going to connect yourself, if you will not gonna connect yourself to her, she will not gonna connect herself to you. You're half of a soul. This is it. All starts from you. All depends in you. You're the male. Came to me a certain Jew, and people asked me to do Shalom Bayit for him. A huge Talmid Chacham writing books told me to do Shalom Bayit. So he told me, that his wife this time she told him, go from here. So he told her, explain to me, I'm willing to do whatever. So she told him, if you will not gonna understand alone, I'm not telling. So I told him, you know what you should understand? That you just have to influence and to give without receiving nothing. If you're gonna understand that good, she will be satisfied. Just to give. To give and to influence and to influence and to give without thinking to receive nothing. He felt that I told him something real, and he went. Only to influence and to give. Be a male. Be someone that influences. On that we should pray every day. Please, Ribbono Shel Olam, give me complete faith that everything that I'm going to see at my wife and hear from my wife, this is what that you want. This is what that you, Hashem, want. Give me complete faith that everything that I see and hear from my wife, this is what that Hashem wants. That I'm going to be cancelled to your will. And I'm not going to fall to no bad thoughts about imagination of my own self-power. I will never going to tell her no bad comments, even accidentally. And I'm not even going to pray that she's going to receive my comments. Just to believe this is what Hashem wants. Everything comes from a good reason. And only if there's something need to be changed, only by prayers. Like the three rules of the faith. This is what that Hashem wants. Everything is good. And pray. If needs to change something, pray on it. Not to fall to no bad thoughts. To believe in your selfish power. Not to fall to no thoughts of certain being. To rebuke its kfira. It means that you lack of faith. It means that you don't believe that this is what Hashem wants. You want to change? You should change Hashem. You fall to believe that you want to change, that you need to change, you saying bad comments. This is what that Hashem wants. Live in faith. Amen. Should ask to remember that every day, that all of that is a certain preparation to receive the Torah. Shalom bayit. It can be that half of a person is going to receive the Torah. Half of a person can receive the Torah. Without faith. First of all, Yod Esh Emecha, know your name, and then Lomde Toratecha, learning your Torah. First of all, without faith you can receive the Torah. How can you receive the Torah? You cannot learn Torah without faith. This is why the book Briti Shalom, it's the book, the most important book that ever been came down to this world. First of all, a person have to have holiness, cancel the lusts, to beg every day, cancel, like that it's written in the book, to beg, Ribbono Shel Olam, cancel that lust and desire from me, to go out from being selfish. Lust is selfish. To feel satisfaction, pleasure. Lust and desires is to be selfish. My son, give your heart to me. Give me your heart. Don't give your heart to nothing else. Don't give your heart to no one else in the world. Don't give your heart to no human being, to no woman, to no dress. To who you're going to give your heart? Give your heart only to Ribono Shel Olam. All of my heart is only for you, Ribono Shel Olam. All of my desire is only to you. All of my love is only to you. All of my yearnings, all of my will is only to you. A person has to be like that with all of his heart, only to Hashem. Not even to think on nothing else. Going in the streets with open eyes, the eyes see, the heart desire. And you have a certain desire, means you gave your heart to someone, to a certain dress that walks. You gave your heart to who you gave your heart. On that the verse is saying, my son, give your heart to me. That your eyes are going to watch over my paths. That you're going to look on the ways. Means you're not going to open your eyes. Look only on the way where you should go to. Like we're saying in Kriyat Shema, and you see it, and you're going to remember all of the obligations, the mitzvot of Hashem. And you're going to keep them. How? Hashem gave me the ability to understand that to remember is also the will. Alright, I remember. The art feeling in the world. Is it helping? To remember means to want. Remember. I remember. Alright. If you remember, you can do. Because the memory, it's the will. Wakes up your will. Oh, there is certain will of Hashem. I want it. To remember, it's to want. Remember and doing. And it all depends in Velotatur. Not to wander after your eyes. After your heart and after your eyes, that you're going to be able to remember and to keep all of the mitzvot and to be holy to Hashem Elokechem. Why we need to say twice? Looks like it's written twice. You're going to see it and you're going to remember. And you're going to keep all of the mitzvot of Hashem. This is first time, right? This is the first memory. And actually the first memory is going to bring you to that you will not going to give your heart to nothing else. You're not going to wander after your heart and your eyes. You will not going to want to give your heart to nothing else. That you're going to remember. That you're going to want. And then you're going to do all of the mitzvot. To increase the will. There is a will, and after it you guard in your eyes, you have the heart, and it increases the will more and more until you're going to want in a perfect way. What did we say? That also the actions are also the will. And on all of that we explained, because we're in the days that we're preparing ourselves to want to receive the Torah, that we're going to have the merit to receive the Torah. A man should remember that every day Hashem Elokecha, that He gives you the power to serve Him. Every day have to remember that Hashem, you give the power to serve you, that every power that I have is from you, and I won't be arrogant and not feel beyond no other person in the world, that I won't feel above no one else in the world. A man should know not to be arrogant, to be proud on his wife. If he's proud on his wife, he's falling to the bed, like that it's written in Torah 130. Everyone that is arrogant, he is failing in Eshet Ish. And the Chassid of Breslev said, it means his wife. If you feel that you're better than your wife, everything that we're talking on your friend, first of all, it's your wife. Don't feel arrogant. Don't feel that you're better than her. Don't feel no arrogance. You're going to feel arrogant, go to sleep. In that half an hour that the person is praying on Tikkun HaBrit, on Kedusha, he should pray on that. that he should know that Shalom Bayit is to be holy. Shalom Bayit is Tikkun HaBrit. You don't have Shalom Bayit, you don't have Tikkun HaBrit. And to know that, and to pray on it every day, and also on all of Am Yisrael, that they're going to learn two books, Garden of Peace and Brit Shalom. And you're going to do that half an hour, and to pray on that, that the book's going to be translated to all languages, that won't have no obstacles in translating the books, that all of Am Yisrael are going to do that half an hour, that book, Brit Shalom, going to be accepted in all of the yeshivot, that everyone going to understand and know that this is the work, this is the effort, this is the job of the man. In that, all of the Torah depends in. That you're going to be holy to Hashem Elokechem. Few things that we need to talk to the wonderful public. First of all, we want to see how to improve the Talmud Torah, the school. I came to a conclusion that with help of heaven I put someone committee, spiritual committee in the Talmud Torah, that they gonna decide who gonna be accepted to the Talmud Torah, and the boy that will not gonna behave, they gonna send him out from the school, and they gonna decide after how much time to bring him back. Rav Natan, my son, he gonna take care of that. He been forced to be the manager of the school. He doesn't want to be there. There is a spiritual committee that committee gonna few details, issues on the school, on the Talmud Torah, especially to accept which students. Kindergarten is first test, and after it took kid to first grade, gonna be another test. If they're fit, they're gonna go move into the school also. We want to do that if people will not gonna come to the school before 8, they will not gonna enter to the school. People should wake up at time to come to school at time, not to wake. It's not a summer camp. We're not. Arcade.
Circus?
It's not. You should know that we are here in the yeshiva. He said that in the yeshiva, people here are going to pray Nusach Sfarad. Everyone can pray in his Siddur in any way that he wants. We don't have no problem with it. But the Nusach of the yeshiva is going to be Sfarad. So if someone is a Shliach Tzibur, is Chazan, he needs to hold the Siddur of Sfarad as a Shliach Tzibur. Because we said that this is a Nusach that holds, it's standing between Sfaradim and Ashkenazim in the Nusach. And we have few minhagim like Ashkenazim, few minhagim like Sfaradim. We're trying to do that to combine,
unify
between Ashkenazim and Sfaradim in the yeshiva. So we chose the middle, that it's Sfarad.
Hello.
Rabbeinu haven't talked about it, to change, to choose one of those. You can choose whatever that's comfortable for you, that is good for you. Here people are saying thank you very much to Rav Elchanan that taught us the halachot of Pesach before of Pesach. We're very happy. We have a few more minutes, so let's learn. Is there something else that I wanted to tell you? I told you on the committee and I told you on the Nusach. The book Briti Shalom, if someone is reading it and is not doing it Bodedut, he cannot keep it. So actually by reading that book, people have been waking up to do it Bodedut on that issue. Opened the Torah, the Likutei Moran, it's a Torah that talks about Kabbalat HaTorah. When Am Yisrael received the Torah, they had huge wisdoms. Because then people were worshipping idols in those days, that their mistakes were count on certain wisdoms. And without that, Am Yisrael threw away all of their wisdoms and they were accepting the Torah in simplicity. And without that, they wouldn't believe in Hashem. And all of what that Moshe would do, all of the miracles that he made, wouldn't help Am Yisrael if they didn't have that simplicity to drop all of their wisdoms. So it's the same issue of Na'aseh v'Nishma, that a man should decide, I want whatever Hashem wants. People are asking, if there is an avrech, that is going by the minhagim of like a Rav Ovadia Yosef, if he can say the bracha on the Hallel in the days that Ashkenazim are saying the bracha, so Rav Shalom said no, only if he's changing the Siddur, so he can behave like the Ashkenazim in that issue. But if he's holding the minhagim of Edot HaMizrach, so we have to hear to those.
Yeah.
If a person is coming with his own wisdoms, he cannot receive the Torah. Only if people are throwing their own wisdoms. Even Rabbi Zera, he was fasting 100 fasts because he wanted to receive a higher wisdom. Even a good wisdom, you need to throw away when you want to receive something higher. He wanted to learn the wisdom of Eretz Israel, so he had to forget the wisdom that he learned in Babel, so he had to fast 100 fasts. The main reason that Am Yisrael received the Torah was because that they were simple, that they dropped all of their own wisdoms. This is the main way to accept, to receive the Torah. A man going to come with simplicity, going to do and we'll hear. We want, we're coming with a perfect will. We want whatever Hashem wants. What does Hashem want? Cancelling your will to the will of Hashem, doing the will like that Hashem wants it to be. We want to cancel ourselves to Hashem. Whatever Hashem wants. And the main effort Rabbeinu is saying is to be simple and straight, and to be afraid of Hashem, to remove yourself from bad actions. This is it, with no wisdom. Shlomo HaMelech said he was the wisest person of them all. He said, I'm like animals. I don't have no wisdom, like an animal. No wisdoms, no understandings. Just what that Hashem committed us to do, we're doing. With the help of heaven, hope we're all going to be able to receive the Torah.